The Crosstalk Unhinged podcast is brought to you by BlueChew.com. Get the chewables that give you the confidence you need and the performance you both want when it's time to have fun. BlueChew.com, promo code unhinged.
Yeah, I'm ready, motherfuckers.
All right, here we go.
Let's go, motherfuckers. Fuck you, Sylvie, you fuck you.
Here's a little story I like to tell about four bad brothers you know so well. They had a little segment back in history with Carmen, Yurko, Wildo, and Sylvie. That's right, motherfuckers, Crosstalk is back. But you can only hear it if you have this app. ESPN 1000 Chicago, look under Wildo and Sylvie, or Carmen and Yurko. Uncut, uncensored, and never discreet. You will like this as much as Carmen likes feet. 30 minutes of talking shit amongst friends. Crosstalk unhinged. Let the show begin.
What the fuck is up? We are all back again.
Two straight weeks.
Wow.
And then we'll be gone next week.
Are you gone? Are you gone next week?
Well, we're leaving Wednesday.
Oh, that's right, Kansas City.
Oh yeah, Kansas City. Here we come.
When do you leave? Well, you leave.
Maybe we'll do one pre-draft.
Yeah, we do Wednesday.
Early in the week. Yeah,
we're leaving Wednesday. We're leaving Wednesday.
Wednesday night.
Why don't we do?
Well, we got a Sox game on Wednesday.
Oh, we do.
Listen.
Look, I don't make the fucking schedule. I don't like you thinking like.
Who are these Sox that you speak of?
Like a Bud Selig all of a sudden.
Carmen and I will be at the airport.
No, not until late. But what time is the Sox game? They got a 1:10 game?
12:30.
Oh,
yeah,
damn.
It's a 12:30 game.
6:05 flight.
So we're not even on Wednesday.
We're not.
Yeah, you guys don't have a show.
Jeez. And we just go straight to the airport.
Then you land in KC, you drop me off.
You go straight to the bar.
I could have the fruits of my loin drop me off.
Yeah, you guys could have like.
The boy what?
We're going now. We're trying to figure out where we're going to get. We want to get to after our
show. Spend an extra day in KC and like hang out.
No, we're not leaving though.
That's not going to happen.
We're not leaving though. Wednesday night.
He's got baseball games. You know that.
When are you coming back Friday night?
Friday night. Yeah.
Managerial material.
Well, you may be in the air when the Bears make a selection.
Dick Hauser. That's a good KC reference.
Dick Hauser is a good reference.
Right. Yeah. Dick Hauser.
We should have looked at the schedule and what Dick Hauser was.
Dead, right? Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah. Right. I think
we're going to go to a baseball game, really?
No, we should have looked at the schedule. We could have flown to KC earlier. I didn't realize we didn't have a show.
Oh, God.
We could have gotten some barbecue.
Standby.
Yurko and I are planning after our show on Thursday before the draft starts because we'll have
some
a few hours. We want to get some barbecue and then get back to watch the draft.
Yeah. Give me top three barbecue cities.
Memphis, Kansas City.
Like where
I've never
Nashville,
been to Memphis or Kansas City.
Kansas City.
Yeah,
like,
but Texas is.
Like that Austin.
Texas barbecue.
Like what is number one?
Medford, Massachusetts.
The state of Texas is its own.
Is it?
And deserves its own ranking.
Like Texas barbecue is kind of its own thing.
Just leave it by itself. Then
well, what would you rather? Would you
Carolina barbecue?
Yeah.
Is its own demon out there too.
It is.
Like what's best?
So stay there. Leave Carolina with Carolina. It's different.
You ever been to Sticky Fingers in Charleston?
I have not. No.
South Carolina.
Have you ever had Sticky Fingers in Charleston?
A couple times.
He's had sticky fingers.
He had
many different reasons.
I've had sticky butt cheeks.
Charleston, man, they've got some great barbecue.
Sticky butt cheeks.
Yeah. I bet you're gonna have stinky butt cheeks on Friday morning.
After pushing mud, I've had some stinky butt
cheeks. Next Friday morning, you will have stinky butt cheeks.
A wise man once said, go to bed with itchy ass, wake up with a smelly finger.
That's right.
Hey, and that barbecue that we had in Cleveland was top-notch.
Who was that?
I don't know.
That barbecue we had in Cleveland was
top-notch.
Did
you just coin that by yourself?
No, somebody famous said that.
Confucius,
I think. I think Plato said it. You guys don't remember that? Yeah.
Wake up with stinky
finger.
While we're in Kansas City, George Brett said that after his bout with diarrhea.
He probably did, actually. There was Michael Simon used to have. I don't know if it's still open. Michael Simon had a great place in Cleveland. Lola's.
Duck ribs?
Not Lola's. Mabel's.
Yeah, was it duck ribs or
no,
something?
No, lamb ribs.
Lamb ribs.
Fucking great.
Oh, my Lord.
They were fantastic. Yeah, there's good barbecue all over.
So you're doing shows Thursday and Friday and then heading out Friday after.
We're not answering your question because what we're telling you is it's very, very in-depth. It doesn't get a cursory, well, I'll go with Kansas City, and I'm going to go with Charlotte, and I'm going to shoot down the Mobile, Alabama, and just give you an answer.
You think that's what they do?
Not the way it works. This is a more nuanced response that needs in-depth study.
You know, when the NFL power rankings come out, they don't say, well, there's lots of good football all over the place. We're just going to say there's good football in Kansas City. There's good football in Miami. There's good football in L.A.
There's not good football in Alaska. We know we're not fucking
Alaska. I didn't say Alaska.
I'm saying Alaska, you
jackalope. Sounds like the Croatian national team had a bad day on the pitch.
No, they actually had a great day.
Oh, they did?
Three Croatians in the semifinal to the Champions League. I want you to know that. Ante Rebic with AC Milan, Marcelo Brozovic with Inter Milan, and the great Luka Modric, obviously, with Real Madrid.
Very good.
Three guys in the final could be 13 years in a row that a Croatian wins the Champions League. Yes.
We could do...
Well, don't do it with Spain or with Argentina or Brazil.
Of course.
Because that would be nonstop.
We could do a whole podcast on good barbecue, though.
I know.
And it's different everywhere you go. Like, even within Texas, they use different kind of wood to smoke in, like, different parts of Texas.
The point is, it's different.
Carolinas, you get the vinegar sauces, which are really good, when I do a smoked pork shoulder at home, I always make a Carolina vinegar-style sauce for it.
What about that Alabama white sauce?
I haven't had Alabama white.
Is that a real thing?
Is that real?
No. Is that Alabama white sauce? It is. Honestly, look up white sauce from Alabama.
That I've never had. I don't know.
I think your computer may shut down.
No, it might.
You go to Alabama white sauce, you'd be called in.
This is one of these sex moves, like the Cleveland steamer.
Yeah.
You got the Alabama white sauce.
Cleveland steamer. You could go all the different parts of the country, and like there are, I think you can pick out certain things you like about that particular region's barbecue. And like, I think Carolina vinegar, hot, like that vinegar sauce, goes much better with pulled pork than like a molasses sauce or a ketchup based sauce, you know? So I love that. I don't put a lot of sauce on my barbecue anyway. I don't put sauce on my ribs.
Really?
You don't need it.
I agree with you. I like that too.
Just the rub.
I like it dry.
Slathered in them. But
I don't. Yeah, I want to. The rub should be all you need.
Yes.
And if your rub is good, and it's good, you shouldn't need a lot of sauce on pork ribs or beef.
The Alabama white sauce is not necessarily like barbecue.
No, it goes with barbecue.
It does.
That's what it does. It goes as a complimentary sauce to barbecue.
I've never had that. I don't know.
You know, barbecue is so common. I know very little about barbecue.
But I know something about barbecue and smoking that Carmen doesn't know.
Okay, I never knew.
So if you guys are at the hotel and he invites you down for a drink before you guys go out for dinner and he says, hey, would you try the Alabama white sauce? Just go straight to the lobby.
That's what I'm going to do.
I'm not going
to his room.
I got a few droplets here in this,
mayonnaise,
this hotel glass.
Apple cider vinegar.
Mayonnaise? That does not sound good. But
apple cider vinegar. Oh, yeah.
But a prereq for any really great barbecue joint, you better have great homemade sausage links, and you better have great banana pudding. If you don't have those,
cornbread
too, I guess. Yeah, mac and cheese, some would say, but I'm telling you got to have spicy links, your own smoked sausage. Do you link your own sausage? And you got to have banana pudding. That's a big Texas thing, maybe. Yeah. You don't have real barbecue if you don't have those two things. That's all I'm going to say.
Banana pudding. This guy over here makes me feel very inadequate.
Oh, really?
You know, I come back from the White Sox game on Sunday. I'm fucking tired. I sat through 2.5 hour rain delay with those two kids of mine, and which is hard enough. It's fucking cold out. The weather was terrible. And I'm scrolling through Instagram trying to get some peace and quiet. And I see this guy in a pan lighting his pan on fire.
Flambe, baby.
After coaching a doubleheader.
Oh, I worried about him.
Yeah.
Flambe. I'm like, what the fuck is he doing, the chef guy?
Fucking ain't right.
Over here, it's not some professional chef.
Whiskey Jus, baby.
Yeah, I mean, he's got his pan on fire.
Yeah.
Would you even know how to do that, Waddle?
No.
Put your pan on Instagram or light a pan on fire.
Yeah, you don't know how to flambe?
No interest.
What the fuck is he doing?
Just tilt the liquor towards the flame and the vapors will catch it.
I don't even know her.
That mattered to you in college.
Are
you kidding me? You didn't need to know nothing. You were lapping it up like there's no tomorrow. Like it was honey coming out of a hive. Good. Maple coming out of a tree. Tommy up there on that bark going,
on that bark. This might be the one.
BC, baby, appears to be the wide receiver.
Yeah.
Like that pan. Like that pan. Let's flambe some shit.
Yeah, maybe flambe. Yeah. You got to burn off that alcohol.
What good does the flambe do for you? I mean, what is it for?
Starts cooking off the vapors real quick, obviously. But, I mean, you want to get rid of the alcohol, and you just want the concentrated juice.
Fucking showing off.
That's what you want.
Put it on Instagram. Yeah. Make it all of us feel like we're in it.
You're going to do it shirtless after a good lift.
That's it.
Be out there on it shirtless on the deck after a good lift.
Got sweat dripping off his nipples right there into the flambe.
I've got some chicken tenders in the toaster oven.
Yeah.
And this
you gotta be better than that. Let's go.
This fucking guy. It's a Sunday. I've got chicken tenders in the toaster oven.
He's got a Manhattan, and you got a fucking White Claw and chicken tenders.
What's the matter with you?
And he's doing flam fucking bay.
Flam bay, baby. Get a little classy. Somebody's got to class up the joint around here. Meantime, he's always joking about Gio slicing the garlic. Yurko wants to have a card game at the house. And he goes, Gio can serve us drinks like fucking Calogero in Bronx Tale. Fucking spider. Hey, give me a cut of your water.
Where's my fraction?
Gio, what am I, a mirage? Where's my drink?
I always call that a child's first beaker, you know?
Gio starts serving us 7-7.
Will it be mandatory to leave your pistols in the car, or are you going to allow them into the building?
Braxy would do it. You know, Braxy would be happy.
He probably would.
He would sample them, too.
Make us a 7-7.
I used to have him make drinks and run for cigarettes. We've talked about this before.
Different world now.
Yeah.
They'd sell cigarettes to anybody back in the day. Yeah, 7-7. It didn't matter how young you were.
Dad's out in the car.
As long as you had a note.
Yes.
As long as you had a note.
Well. And I'd go over, and it was the Croatian guy on 97th and Commercial. And we'd have to run to the corner store. He had a bar in there, and it was like a convenience store, too. You go in there, and you say either Angel Cochito or Branco Chego. You know, them guys want cigarettes. And they know. He wouldn't even. I couldn't pick the cigarette out. He knew what they wanted. Yeah, Pall Mall Unfiltered.
Pall Mall Unfiltered.
At you. Marble Hard Box.
Ooh.
You know?
Ooh.
Or Marble Soft Pack.
Pall Mall Unfiltered.
If I can give it to you, it's 75 cents.
Fucking awesome.
75 cents.
Boy, 75 cents. Talking the 70s, kid.
Holy shit.
You're talking 1975.
Oh, man. My God.
You can get much cheaper cigarettes in Indiana than you can in Illinois.
Well, this we're in Illinois, though.
Okay.
Yeah, but
still 75.
Well, Dr. Ernie Scanton, the great man, he used to work here for the station. His wife smoked Virginia Slim menthols.
Yes.
Ultra menthol. And so I'd have to fucking go to Indiana, pick him up a couple cartons for 52 a carton, $5.20 a pack.
Jesus, 50.
Give him $104, and then he'd provide me with a product that he provided.
Yes.
In a manila envelope. Yes. And then I took that home and had my
had a little party.
What was that?
I won't.
He doesn't want to.
Is it legal now?
It's legal now.
Yeah, it's legal now.
Okay,
yeah.
So?
Yeah, now it's legal. Yeah.
Crack the statute is legal. Of limitations on that is crack is legal.
Yeah, but for him, I'd get him and up here, $96 for the same thing.
Oh, my God.
Wow. So 96 and 96.
Almost double. Almost 40.
It was $192 or 108 bucks.
So you go get cigarettes and fucking fireworks.
So he saved $80 with the good kid going to Indiana.
There was some swap-a-rama going on at the station back in the day.
Yeah, there was.
Yeah.
I love in Wisconsin stopping to get fireworks for the 4th.
My first pinch, you know?
Yeah, right.
Trading cigarettes.
I do love it. I know you shouldn't be playing with fireworks, but.
Porn.
Yeah.
And motorcycles, all I think, and all in the same stop, right?
That Harley Davidson.
Carr mentioned Wisconsin. So there's two things I get when I'm in Wisconsin. I get bratwurst, and I get...
Gonorrhea?
No.
Cheese at the bar.
Syphilis.
Spotted cow.
Spotted cow. Spotted cow's
spotted
great.
Spotted cow. You go across the border, you get spotted cow, and I stop and I get some bratwurst.
What is spotted cow?
Beer.
Beer out of New Glarus.
Great. I don't know. They don't distribute it in Illinois. No. Yeah. No.
Just to fuck with us?
I don't think they don't want
to
deal with the two-tier system. Yeah.
You got to deal with the bureaucracy and the bullshit.
Yeah. And I just don't think they want to deal with it.
They don't want to deal with none of it.
And they know, to your point, Tommy, that not to fuck with us, but they know it's so popular that anybody,
come and get it.
They go get it, and they cross the border and go get it.
And I say, bring me back some fucking spotted cow.
Yeah, it's really good.
It's like $48 a case. Though.
We all go up there in the summer anyway.
Oh, yeah? I'm up there 3-4 times in the summer usually. Right. Yeah. Well, my parents have a place outside of Lake Geneva. No.
Right outside of Lake Winneconne, up there. Lake Wazapamonte.
Jesse's already planning to go for his second annual trip.
Of course.
It was him, Chuck Garfine, I think, and Ryan McGuffey.
What a crew.
And Jesse was the only one to bring his wife.
Movers and shakers. Movers and shakers in the industry.
Jesse's hilarious. I love it.
Tracy was up there.
Are you kidding me?
Poor
Tracy. Jesse called that a vacation. What do you mean? I took you on vacation. We went to Wisconsin.
And then
wasn't it Jesse that got
on the river mat and looked very strange? It was an
unflattering picture.
Yeah, very unflattering.
Did we hold that picture back from social? Or did we put it out there?
I don't remember.
I think it was out there.
Was it out there?
I think you put it out there.
Yeah, because it was very unflattering.
Yeah.
But Jesse has a bad angle.
Jesse doesn't
I have nothing to say about... Guys with shirts off. I have nothing to say.
That's
my body with the shirt off is not the most picturesque thing in the world.
That's a first.
I will never critique and or
it was just
somebody.
It was
if somebody doesn't. Want
it wasn't
to
even that. Good kid. I think it was the pose he was in, wasn't it? He looked like it was the pose.
It was very awkward.
He was like
and weird.
On his knees or something.
Whoa, hey.
Well, it was just awkward.
It was awkward.
It was very awkward.
Hey, you'll get airtime, kid. Don't worry about it.
It was.
I mean, what are you doing on your knees?
Well, all right.
I'm not just saying he was in a pose that was really, I don't know that it was a pose. He was just in a position.
Take that, Jesse. Take that.
Jesse, take that.
So they're already going up there for round two this summer.
Oh, yeah, they're planning it. Yeah.
I love it.
Oh, that should be fun and festive.
I can't remember the last time I was in Wisconsin anything other than,
I was at Eagle River. I was up in Eagle River for my buddy's bachelor party.
That's a fun place.
And it was cold. It's far.
In Galena?
Eagle River. Wisconsin. You got to go all the way. It's almost like in the UP.
Yeah, almost to the UP.
How long is that?
Five hours, 6 hours.
It's about 6.5 hour drive, but we hit a couple of strip clubs on the way.
There you go.
So it took us a little bit longer.
How are they up there?
Terrible. Just exactly.
In Eagle River?
Really? You had to ask that question?
Dude, it's out in the middle of the country.
Like one or two, and that's it.
Come on.
Because we were going up in the morning, so we hit them out at lunchtime and
the strip clubs.
Pre-dinner. A little bit of pre-dinner. Yeah, you were working with the three
Shooping
girls.
A sandwich.
Three lady staff.
Yeah, that's not good.
And, you know, three lady staff up in Wisconsin, and the other one was a little bit further north, so you were...
You're really pushing it, man. A
couple of rugged gals.
Yeah. A couple of country strong girls up there.
Some people are fans of the rugged girls.
I was going to say, nothing wrong with that.
No.
Nothing wrong with that.
Some fellas are fans of the rugged
girls. They don't want you to dance for you. They want you to beat them up.
Well, come on.
Just saying. Like, it depends.
USA Hockey does the pond hockey tournament up there. I played in it three times, I think, over the years. Me and somebody. A friend of ours from high school, believe it or not, ended up in fucking Eagle River. Met a girl. Went up there. He's a sheriff, and he was always an outdoorsman. He loved to hunt and fish. Played hockey in college at Kentucky. Met his wife. Went to Eagle River.
University of Kentucky's got a hockey team.
Yeah, sure, club hockey. Yeah, they play club hockey. Team. But he was a great hockey player.
Yeah,
fantastic.
Oh, what's his name?
Patrick Schmidt. And the first year we went up there to play in the pond hockey tournament. We get on, he tells us, and you know, he knows the whole town. I mean, it's a small town. He lives up there.
It is a small town.
We put a pretty good little team together. You know, guys that played, PT played in college. Me and my buddy Sean, we had another buddy that played junior hockey. We had a pretty good little team. Brian Herkert, our buddy, played. And he comes up to us and he goes, all right, we're in trouble this first game. He's like, see those three guys? They played at North Dakota. I was like, what the fuck? We're playing against three guys that played at North Dakota. And I'm like, and they beat the fucking piss out of us. I mean, it was unbelievable.
Physically and on the scoreboard.
Well, it was like, oh, sweet. I mean, fucking Jonathan Taves played at North Dakota. That's who, it was like, what in the fuck is happening out here?
It's like playing flag football against Jerry Rice.
And you're on a fucking frozen lake. There's Widowmakers everywhere. Like, you're kind of afraid to skate backwards because you're not sure what you're going to hit. You know, these guys toyed with us. It was stupid. But it's fun. And it's cold as shit.
And then you go to the strip clubs afterwards.
I think we did. Yeah. I think we did go.
Well, there's one up there.
Oh, there's a bunch.
Yeah, you bet.
And you know, these guys.
Amateur night.
These fucking guys ride their snowmobiles over there. You pull up to the strip club and their snowmobiles parked out in front.
As long as there's enough snow, Amateur night.
Amateur night.
We're there amateur night. Jesus. One girl belonged. Look, like she may have danced 5-6 years ago.
Oh,
she belonged.
My God.
Another girl who ended up being the winner because she gave tremendous effort, man. She played a song. Me so
she
horny.
She
played me so horny, right?
Come on.
And it was like the extended cut. It wasn't the stripper cut, you know? The club cut's usually 90 seconds.
Yeah, it's usually quick. Yeah.
So this girl was moving like lightning for the first 45 seconds.
She got tired.
Did she get winded?
It was like a 5-minute hockey shift. The music would never stop. It's like, for the love of everything holy.
She was sweating by the end?
Stop the fucking music.
Oh, my God.
Stop the fucking music to let this poor girl get off.
She take a smoke break?
Somebody pull the plug from the music box.
Ring
the
bell.
Just to turn it off.
The same moves. It was like, okay, for the first 90 seconds, okay. We've only repeated it twice.
Oh, my God.
When she got fatigued, it was the same moves. It was like Michael Jackson.
Oh, my God.
You know, with the leg shake going up in the air.
That's what happens when you get up to Eagle River, boys.
It was by applause. It was by applause. It was like $250 to the winner. And because this poor woman was exhausted, we gave her the biggest applause, and she ended up winning the $250.
Unbelievable.
But the girl that deserved it, She was actually getting actual tips while the contest was going on.
So she got hers.
Right. So she got a little bit of hers no matter what. Oh, but you got it. You can't have that much fun. Yeah, that's the kind of fun that you can only remember
once in a decade.
And it brings a smile to your face, and you just. It's
how long ago?
So much
this?
Joy.
Four years ago. Sometimes you walk into a strip club and you know you immediately made a mistake. There are some of those that are out there. You know,
yeah,
you're
just like,
usually when.
One of those back in the day was Kenny Mays.
Yeah.
In beautiful Hammond, Indiana.
Mm.
Yeah. Just south of 159th Street.
Sylvie and I used to cross the border to go to, what was the place we used to go, Sylvie?
In Lake
when we
Geneva?
Were young. No. And in by Hammond. What was the place we used to go to?
Oh, yeah, industrial strip. Is it still there?
They used to put a napkin down on your jeans because so they wouldn't.
Were you having fries?
No,
were you having fries with some ketchup?
They said so they wouldn't cut themselves on your zipper.
On your zipper, yeah. That's true.
Yeah. Well, you know. That's true.
Yeah. Oh, that's a real true. Bump and grind.
This is they were grind. Yeah.
Don't want to get any of the tackle, hooked up down there either. If there's a piercing.
This is like early 2000s.
Do you get a prize if you can hang on for 8 seconds?
We used to go to Harvey. Now, that was one time.
Yeah. Was that for Bean Snappers?
Good year or two.
What was that called?
Club O.
Club O?
Was it Club O or something?
You guys were in my neck of the neighborhood.
Yeah, I think it was Club O.
There was a year or two where that was as good.
Yeah.
As this you're on the area Harvey, has ever
you're,
had.
You're on the Harvey-Homewood border right there, Mike.
Oh, it was good.
Yeah, there were one or two places down there.
It was good.
And for a little
Cowboys.
Bit there.
There was a place called Cowboys down
that.
There, too. Yeah.
I don't remember.
They said, if you crave a little more physical contact, here's our sister club, Cowboys.
All right.
Well, this type of activity is
bring
welcome.
Your saddle.
Yeah.
God, I can't remember the last time I was in a strip club. It's been a long time.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Long time.
Well, I stop by
too old for that
club 390 every once in a while to have a little
Do you
fun.
Really? Yurko goes there for lunch.
Have a drink burger.
It's in between two of my clubs. It's in between Lincolnshire and Glenwoody. And there was a time last year where I was stopping in to wet my whistle in between rounds. And happened to find myself in Glen 390.
I don't want to mix food and strip clubs. I can't,
Well, some I places, ate at the club.
But I'm saying some places advertise
during
football season, you can eat buffet on Sundays. Not? And I'm like, a buffet at a strip club?
Yeah. Why?
Well, you'd be surprised how good the food is in some clubs.
Really? Yeah. It just seems like a bad mix to me.
They don't want you to leave. So they want the food to be
I understand what they're going for. Yeah. I just
don't
want to.
Come back the following week, it's the same stuff. It's just been in the fridge.
I just don't want to partake. Yeah, I don't know. It's just that's not a mix that I want.
$1 domestics on Saturday, 12 to 5. I'm going to have
it's
you know
like
that right now.
It's not like they're doing the dances at the buffet.
I don't know.
Are they?
I don't know. The guys are gross in there anyway. I mean,
where do you see a buffet where the people in line are like.
Carm, you ever been to a Walmart?
I'm not eating lunch.
Yeah,
at Walmart.
I'm just saying, you go to Target, you look around and say, what the hell am I doing here?
What buffet are you saying now? This is a line of cleanliness.
That's true. That's a good point. That Sylvie's right, I guess, about that. I mean, it never looks pleasant. You're right about that. That's why I don't like the buffet.
Well, maybe because it's, been a buffet it's guy. It's dark. It's dimly lit. You can't see what you put in your mouth, literally.
Right. Yeah, I don't know.
Well, it's not that I'm Johnny Highbrow. It's just that you get around some unsavory individuals only in a strip club. I see around unsavory individuals everywhere.
But I don't know.
Tommy was accusing me of being highbrow, so I had to answer that critique.
I don't even like the buffet in Vegas, and I love Vegas. If I'm going to go get breakfast, I'll go sit down and get breakfast.
Yeah. Shakey's pizza.
I don't want to go get
it. There's so many good breakfast places,
that's what I mean. Every hotel's got a 10 different breakfast places that are awesome that you can eat at.
The pandemic killed nothing. Remember, everyone's like, the pandemic is going to kill buffets forever.
People said no one would ever shake hands again.
That's not true.
What did the pandemic kill?
Common sense.
All right.
Out the fucking window.
That's fair.
Don't encourage
the type of silliness.
Keep going, Johnny. Keep
and
going.
Stupidity people want you to believe nowadays.
Do you remember they were saying
that's stupid. Gone before the pandemic.
Nobody will ever shake hands
that's
ever
ridiculous.
Again.
I mean, come on. Of course we were going to shake hands.
I was drinking beer out of a funnel a week.
Those
later.
Were prop. I was drinking out of
exactly.
Plunger.
Yeah. Yurko drinks out of toilet plungers. That's I drink out of the Stanley Cup.
I got to find that video. One of my buddies has it.
Out of the plunger.
That's golden. That's golden video.
I'm
going to
put that one back on Twitter.
Carm, you're hurting with your knee. Do you think it was from playing hockey, maybe?
No, this has been bothering me for months. But now it's getting to the point where it went from being like, It hurts. It's a nuisance to. We got full on pain. I can't sit in the car.
You want me to do the analysis on your knee? Well,
sure. I've got the brace.
Are you giving the ACL test?
Move it down.
Give no, it's ACL not my ACL. I think it's my side. Right,
so this is his right knee.
I'm just checking for point tenderness.
And he's wearing some. What kind of brace are you wearing? Now he's got a hand above his.
Got one hand in his junk. What?
Harmon's got his hand on his junk.
So yeah. Above his.
Right, I got nothing, right? You got no pain anywhere, right?
No, not really.
Above and below his knee right now.
Like right in
this,
here.
This is where the good. This is where the good kid punches you in the nuts and goes.
But even that's not so bad. A little bit.
So this does that feel therapeutic?
Right. So this is where his medial.
Yeah, that hurts a little.
His MCL is, but I'm worried about a medial meniscus tear. That's what I'm worried about.
Oh, shit. What does that mean?
Medial
really?
Meniscus tear. Cartilage.
That hurts a little.
My wife had that surgery recently.
That hurts a little.
I think he's got more of a cartilage than a ligament issue. So that's where he's at.
What do I do?
He's got point tenderness on the medial side of his, what is that, right leg?
My right leg.
His right leg. So he's got some point tenderness.
Get in the MRI machine.
It's an area of concern.
Take a couple of fucking Xannies and get in the MRI machine.
You don't remember tweaking your MCL or popping it or getting hit from the outside or nothing like that?
No.
This came about after what type of activity?
I don't know. Just all of a sudden, it's a couple months ago, it started bothering me. I mean, I'm still running.
You don't remember bobbling on anything?
Not really.
Running straight ahead with an MCL shouldn't bother it. But
it doesn't really hurt when I run.
Yeah.
It hurts. It's just like when I'm in the car, the way the angle is, I feel like it's killing me. Yeah. It's killing me in the car.
I'd suggest an MRI.
Yes. See what it is, and then
that's
you just go get it cleaned
and you know.
Up.
I know. You ain't got to worry
about
it.
Fucking shit.
$17 brace you bought at CVS. Yeah.
I don't know what that's. What is that helping? Seriously,
you
should put that over your junk.
You do look like a fuck face wearing that.
Carm, put that over one of your eyes and pretend you're a pirate.
I thought I was gonna put it around my sack. I'm gonna put it around my sack and fight
it. Like, he's not doing anything.
Maybe have some fun.
He's walking around with that thing.
Johnny,
like, what
that's
the
not
fuck?
Doing anything.
It does look.
You don't think it does anything?
That could
double as a cock ring.
That's what I think it is. It's like a ball sack.
He's flambeing shit. He goes to Walgreens for something like that.
Well, what am I going to do? I got to find something. Catch.
Dude, you got to get it. Just get the MRI. They'll go in there, clean it out. You'll be fine. Maybe it's a residual from playing basketball in your flip-flops.
Right. No, that was like 2 years.
You know why you got good insurance? You know, that's what you need to do.
Thank you.
Right. Your copays are probably, your deductibles are off.
Peanuts.
Right. And your deductibles probably paid by now.
MRIs go for $3,000 now.
Whoa.
Yeah. $3,000 for an MRI.
I'll have to call Dr. Cole
and
see what the deal is.
My wife had her meniscus surgery.
Yeah.
And before insurance.
Before she even laid down.
Before insurance, it was like $28,000.
Oh, yeah, it's crazy.
What the fuck?
When she had her hip replaced, it was $100,000. When you see the bills.
Yeah, like, it's crazy. What it is.
I'm sure you went through it as well.
I can only imagine.
You should see what these PET scans go for.
I can only imagine. $60,000, I think.
Oh, my God. To go in the PET scan machine.
Unbelievable.
Jeez, that is wild.
Yeah. It is. All right, what are you guys hard for?
Oh, boy. Good question.
Well, just say now, Sylvie. You're hard for Cubs baseball.
Cubs Dodgers 4-game series. I mean, like, I never thought they would be 5 games over .500 at any point in this season.
Really?
Wow. Ever? Wow. Why? Wow. Like, maybe, like, they would surprise me, but I didn't think they would be this must-watch this quickly.
Loving it. Enjoy it.
And I tweeted, like, 2 weeks ago, like, pretty much the point of, fuck if I know where this season is going, and I'm just enjoying it for what it is, and let's go. And that's how I'm taking it right now. I'm not going to make any grand statements that, this team has arrived a year early. Many Cubs teams and some of my favorite seasons were surprises because they've all come off of bad seasons. I'm going to read that in our show today.
Yeah.
But as for right now, look, who knows? They may lose 3 out of 4 from the Dodgers. But as for right now, it has been so much fun, and I'm just tuning in and enjoying every Cubs
game
right
now. Good for you. I can't say the same for my baseball team, so good for you.
They're hurt, and they stink.
Well, you got a night off tonight.
It's not pretty.
And we're recording this on Thursday.
Tonight there's a night off.
I got to tell you, this may or may not surprise you, considering my affinity for playoff activity in all sports. I'm hard for the Florida Boston Stanley Cup series.
1-1, baby.
Yes. Florida, the Panthers got the best of them last night. They were the better team the whole game.
4 goals in the third.
Yes.
Yeah.
I watched more playoff hockey than I did playoff basketball. And
Kings Oilers has been good too, yes, so far the first couple games. I was I watched some of that game last night. I watched a lot of game one as well.
How about the pass from fucking McDavid to Draisaitl for the
Draisaitl's got 5 points in the first two games. Five.
We need to play the hockey theme music today and let him riff.
My balls were on fire.
Feel a tingle in your sack. I love it.
That's all I got.
Andy loves hockey.
Andy loved hockey.
I'm hard for NBA and NHL playoffs. Yeah. I love them both. I think it's great stuff. Yeah. And every night, especially early on, it's almost like overwhelming sometimes. Which game should I watch? Which one should I put on TV one? Which one should I put on TV two? But it's fun. And I love that, and I'm always hard for the hockey playoffs.
I'm hard.
I'm cheering for Edmonton. Without a dog in the race, I'm cheering for Edmonton.
I'm hard for our trip to Kansas City.
Me too. That's going
to be draft.
Yeah.
Bears got a first rounder.
Good kid.
One week from today.
To check it out. Yeah. Carmen and I in the wild. Chance to get out.
We're going to go to the venue.
Yeah, I think we're going to be at the venue. I don't know yet. We're going to replay some of the McShay from you guys yesterday. I thought McShay was really good. I thought he was good when he said, okay, you can move back again. Yeah. And I think everybody's hearing that rumor about Pittsburgh at this point. And he goes, but that should be the farthest you go back. Right. There was some good stuff from McShay yesterday.
Yeah. After that,
Jalen Carter, you miss we're going to replay a bunch of it.
You got to love a guest who, when he comes on, does his homework for that interview. Like, he didn't just, like, go off of his knowledge of the draft. He knew he was coming on in Chicago.
Yeah.
He was ready
dotted his
to
eyes.
Talk Bears. You know what I mean?
It was
like,
great.
That's what we love about him and Mel, is when they come on with us.
Yeah, Mel's great,
They're not just winging it to just do their shit. They're ready to talk about the Bears.
Did you pull all their questions out of there? So
I did.
Yeah,
Charlie's got them.
So we can ask the questions
and make it look like we
did the interview?
No, I told you.
We're not going to pull a copy.
They had back-to-back. They had a short show yesterday because the Sox, but you guys had back-to-back. It was like a good 25-minute stretch because Wilbon.
We're going to pull out 25.
I love Wilbon. I love when you guys have him on. I love talking to Wilbon. There's a lot of times I just very much disagree with Wilbon, and that's cool. That's okay. I thought he was great yesterday. I thought his stuff on the Bulls and the NBA in general was good. But it was also funny when he said, I don't care if you young people don't like me.
Yeah.
What did he say? He
goes,
I'm the old man and I like it. And I don't care what you, and like, I hate you.
I hate you
it
young
awesome.
People.
I hate you anyway.
I hate you anyway. Yeah,
we got to print a
jersey.
I
got to
get that shirt made for him anyway.
I'm old and I hate you anyway.
I got to text Joe.
And he said, stay off of Wabash and Michigan on the weekends, please.
It was hilarious.
I don't think he said
that. No, he didn't say that, you jackaloon. That's me being a smart ass.
No, that was a good 30-minute sweep you guys had because they were back-to-back, weren't they?
Yes.
Yeah,
out of exciting White Sox baseball.
Out of exciting White Sox.
We had to fucking rev shit back up, Carm.
Don't forget.
Hey, remember, right after White Sox baseball, there will be plenty to talk about.
Don't forget to get your month's supply of Blue Chew for free. Somebody at the bar last night, we did the Kentucky Owl Whiskey U last night at the Red Barn, and everybody always asks, where's Yurko? I said, we got to be closer to the south side for the good kid to come out. I can't get him all the way
back. I went to Mount Prospect before. I bought a police car up there.
Someone said...
You were in a police car up there?
No, I bought one.
Someone wanted to know if Yurko was just... You know, he goes, come on, Yurko really goes to war without it?
Sperling.
I said, let me tell you, he's got it in his car, just in case.
Yeah, I said, right there.
He's always got the Blue Chew
one in
ready.
The holster.
And the guy said, man, I'm going to have to maybe think about it. I said, you don't maybe think about it.
That's right.
You go to BlueChew.com and you get it.
You use it the first time.
What was?
Listen, all you got to do is use it the first time.
That's it.
It feels like you could drive railroad spikes.
Wow. No kidding, huh? You can hang wet towels from it?
Yeah,
beautiful.
Man, that's the least.
Like a big wet beach towel?
That's the easiest thing you can hang
Your coach just hangs it right from there like it's a towel.
You can hang the Mona Lisa off that thing.
Beautiful. It's bigger than the Mona Lisa.
Mona Lisa, not that big.
It's small.
Yeah.
All right, BlueChew.com, month supply for free.
Make Mona Lisa look like a mural.
I'll put a smile on her face.
I'll bet you will.
Yeah.
Just use... use the promo code Unhinged at checkout. Oh, that's a great way to go
off. You hang the Mona Lisa facing his chunk, you'll definitely get a smile.
Come on, that's the Mona Lisa.
Flare the nostrils, too.
We're being blasphemous. We'll see you next week, everybody.
Stop it with your fucking Italian fucking art.
Why don't you go fuck yourself, Tommy?